So it seems that problem is solved, or at least temporarily. All right, so our first section is to look at a pathway for passive patients to become effective patients. And I will be introducing you to a skill-building strategy for patient activation. And I have no relationships to disclose. All right. So this session will explore the right question effective patient strategy, or RQEPS, which is an evidence-based approach to patient activation. Let's stop here for a second and let's look at the work of the Right Question Project. The Right Question Institute. So since 1991, the Right Question Institute has been developing educational methods to help people learn to advocate for themselves, navigate systems, and participate in the decisions that affect them. Our work began when we were working with low-income families up north in Lawrence, a town around 40 miles from here. We were working with parents in a dropout prevention program, and they told us that they were not going to the schools because they didn't even know what questions to ask. And we were very smart. It took us about 2,000 times to hear the same thing. And then we did the wrong thing. Because parents were telling us that they didn't know what questions to ask, we came up with a listing of questions we thought they should be asking. And they taught us that we were wrong, because it was not about having a listing of questions to ask, but it was about developing the skills so they could ask questions in any situation that they were in. And in fact, when we gave the listing of questions, what we did was to build dependency, because whenever they had a problem at the school, they used to come back and say, you know, what are the questions that we should be asking? So that was our lesson for deciding that what they needed was to be able to ask questions in any situation that they were in or develop the skill. They also taught us that they were more effective when they were asking questions about decisions, the reasons for making the decision, the process for making the decision, and then how they could have a role in influencing the decision. So based on those lessons, what we have done is to develop an educational strategy that builds the skill of question formulation and that helps people learn a framework to participate more effectively in decisions that affect them. So over the years, the strategy has been used across fields. It has been used to engage, activate people, activate and build people's capacity for participation. And that has been done across different issues. So, for example, in adult education, it has been used to motivate students, adult learners to learn more, but also to develop skills they can use to advocate for themselves and navigate systems. In voter education, to engage citizens in voting and to help people make the connections between their lives and voting. In social services, for advocacy and system navigation. And then in K-12, to help students become more engaged in their learning, develop more ownership of what they are learning, and then learn more. And then there is our work in healthcare. And in healthcare, we are really very proud about this work that we are doing. We have developed what we call the Right Question Effective Patient Strategy. And later on, there will be some information about why is this an evidence-based approach for patient activation. All right, so the Right Question Effective Patient Strategy deals with these behaviors from patients. So here you have patient P. what we call the passive patient. And this is the patient who might not make or keep appointments, shows up to appointments unprepared, listens passively to doctor's instructions without asking questions, is reluctant to voice his or her own concerns, forgets or feels frustrated and confused after his or her medical appointment. So this patient doesn't speak up. It does not really participate. And then you have here patient E, which we call the effective patient. And this patient prepares and prioritizes a written list of questions that they produce before the appointment, thinks about potential decisions that might be made during the appointment, asks questions until he or she understands, and participates in shared decision making. So our goal is to get more patients P to become patient E. And you accomplish that by building their skills. And for that, we have the RQEPS, which is designed to build patient skills. The strategy builds the capacity of all patients, regardless of their educational level or level of income or education, to be able to focus on key decisions and to ask their own questions. During the process, patients learn how to produce, come up with many questions, prioritize, choose the most important questions, and then also learn how to focus more effectively on decisions. So I can keep talking, and you will still probably will be missing some of what the strategy is. Because of that, what we would like to do, or I would like to do, for the next 4 to 5 minutes is to give you a quick experience on some of the aspects of the right question effective patient strategy. Now, be aware that I'm sharing with you the core components. When the strategy is applied in the field, we tweak it, or the people in the field do some adjustments so they can integrate the process into their work. Can you help me distribute those, Dan? So you will be having an individual experience on some of the steps of the process. There are also times in which we allow people to have group experiences. So I will be giving you a focus for asking questions in a minute. And then I will give you some instructions on how to produce your questions.
But I know there are, you can't go through the exhibition hall without getting a pen, but in case anybody needs a pen.
All right. So this is the situation that you are dealing with. Uh-oh. So imagine that you have a child and that the doctor is changing your child's medication. What I would like you to do is for the next minute and a half, ask as many questions as you can about this decision. The decision is that the doctor is changing your child's medication. For a minute and a half, ask as many questions as you can, and do not stop to try to figure out an answer for that question. about a quarter of a minute to go. Okay, so time is up. Finish writing that last question. All right, so on your list, you probably have two types of questions. You might have closed-ended questions, and those questions can be answered with a yes or no or with one word. I would like you to go over your list of questions and mark all those questions that can be answered with yes, no, one word. Mark, put a C beside those. All right, so the other questions that you didn't mark with a C are open-ended, and those questions require an explanation and cannot be answered with yes or a no. Now, let's think here for a second. What will be one advantage of asking those questions that can be answered with yes, no, or with one word? Thank you. Another advantage of the closed-ended questions?
The answer is simple. You can understand it.
Thank you. What will be a disadvantage of asking the closed-ended?
You don't get very much information.
Thank you. Another disadvantage?
You might be asking the wrong question.
Thank you. Now, let's think for a second about the open-ended. What might be an advantage of asking an open-ended question? Those that require an explanation.
It increases your understanding or your knowledge.
Thank you. Another advantage?
Important.
Thank you. Now, what might be some disadvantages?
You might not understand.
Might not understand the information? And? Thank you. So as you can see, there are advantages as well as disadvantages of asking the closed-ended, advantages and disadvantages of asking the open-ended. So one question is not better than the other. Both types are good and useful, and there will be situations in which you would like to ask an open-ended, and there will be situations in which a closed-ended is what you need. Let's take this to a last step. Go over the list of questions and choose the three questions that you consider to be the most important. While choosing the questions, keep in mind that the topic or question focus that you were dealing with is that the doctor is changing your child's medication. Quarter of a minute to do that. Do you have the three most important? All right. So let's take this to a last step. So you are dealing with this situation of the doctor changing your child's medication. See if in your list you have a question, one question about the reasons for the decision. If you don't have one that will help you find the reasons, please come up with a question that will help you find out about the reasons. Quarter of a minute. Do we all have one about the reasons? All right. So now go again over your list and see if you have a question about the process for making the decision, or a question that will allow you to see how that decision was made. Quarter of a minute. If you don't have one, come up with a question. All right, so now go again over your list and see if you find a question about your role. How can you participate in the decision-making process? If you don't have a question about that, please ask a new one. Do we have one about your role? So, body language of a yes. All right, so usually I ask people to report their questions, but I'm not going to do that because if I do that, they will not be able to present. But I would like to get an example of a question that you will ask about the reasons for the decision. So who would like to volunteer a question that will help you learn about the reasons for the decision? In the back?
Give me the benefits and risks of taking the new medication.
So give me that exact in a question.
So what are the benefits and risks of taking this medication?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you both. All right, so now give me an example of a question about the process for making the decision. Yes?
Are there other non-pharmaceutical options or any other options besides this change?
Thank you.
Who recommends this change?
Thank you. All right, so let's look at a question about your role in the process. Ooh, so many. Yes?
What would make you want to hear back from me if we make this change?
Thank you. Yes? Thank you.
What would the cost be to us?
Okay. It's interesting because very often, especially from people who usually don't participate, you get a lot of questions about the why or the reasons, and then it starts dwindling down, less about the process and less about me, how you can have a role in the decision-making process. So it seems that you all have that skill. So those are the kinds of skills that we need to transfer to the people who don't participate, to see that they should be part of that decision-making process and play an active role. Now, if we step back for 1 second and we were in this situation, how would asking these questions be helpful to you? How would asking questions about reasons, process, role will be helpful to you if you were in this situation? Think about it for 1 second. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So and I could keep going, but I'm not going to do that. So when you teach people how to ask their own questions and then you teach them how to focus their questions on decisions, it is also helpful push them to think about what they learned and how they can use it, because that way they will apply it to different issues affecting them. What we have seen is that when people learn to ask questions and focus on decisions, this is what happens. There are changes at the cognitive level, what they know, affective, how they feel about themselves, and then behavioral on what they do and how they take action. And here are some examples of how you can integrate or teach people build patient skills using the right question effective patient strategy. What we have always seen that in order to build people's skills, you should not create a different infrastructure, but that it should be integrated into the ongoing work. So that way, every time that you have an interaction with a patient, you are able to build their skills. And it can take different formats. You know, if you work in a program where you do workshops, but if not, you do a 5 to 10 minute intervention in the waiting room. You can integrate it into existing patient education, self-guided materials for patients, and I mentioned already discrete workshops. So what we are going to do now is to move to our next presentation. And Rebecca Howe, she will be presenting some examples of how the right question effective patient strategy has been used in the field.